This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A winter storm warning is in effect today for Colorado's north central mountains, including the I-70 corridor, through noon tomorrow. 8 to 16 inches may fall over places near I-70 in the mountains. The Front Range looks set for some snow as well. Forecasters say 2 inches could fall on Denver from this evening through tomorrow night. Cities north, like Fort Collins and Greeley, could get a little more than that. Home prices in Denver Metro are still rising, but gains seem to be slowing. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Prices jumped more than 20% in October from a year earlier, according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That compares to a 19% increase nationally, but Denver's monthly gain shrunk slightly from previous months. Home values across Colorado have boomed to record highs throughout much of the pandemic because of low interest rates and a limited supply of homes for sale. Interest rates are set to rise, which could tamp down rising prices. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new court settlement could clear the way for a $3 billion power transmission line. The project was designed to carry wind power from Wyoming to California, but it hit a snag at a northwest Colorado ranch that holds conservation easements to protect sage-grouse habitats. Transwest Express says it has reached a deal to cross the property. It could end a standoff over how to unlock renewable power while protecting fragile ecosystems. A spike in COVID-19 cases means there will be no jury trials in La Plata, San Juan, or Archuleta counties for the foreseeable future. An October order suspending all jury trials was set to expire Thursday, but the chief judge of Colorado's 6th District extended that order. It goes into effect immediately and has no expiration date. This is CPR News and KRCC.